You're listening to SBS News.
COVID-19 is not going anywhere anytime soon. And so the world is learning to live with the virus. And a big part of that involves vaccinations. In the United States, an expert panel has unanimously voted that the benefits of vaccinating children under the age of 5 outweigh the risks. But Australia's youngest cohort is still yet to qualify for the shots. Dr. Nicholas Wood is from the University of Sydney.
The safety will be very actively monitored for in the US. So for Australia, we'll be able to watch the US experience. Parents, before they vaccinate the kid, will want to know, is it safe? How safe it is? They'll also want to know how effective the vaccine is. The vaccine trials weren't large enough to give a really good estimate of the vaccine effectiveness. So again, that will be looked for when it rolls out into the real world.
COVID-19 is generally more mild in children, but it's been the fifth leading cause of deaths in children aged between 1 and 4 in the US, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC. Moderna and Pfizer earlier this week made their pitch to the CDC panel to support vaccination in this age group. Dr. Jacqueline Miller made the pitch for Moderna.
As children under 4 have had the greatest increase in their risk of hospitalization due to COVID-19 during the Omicron surge, initiating this vaccination series now is vital to start protecting children this summer.
The panel heard that both vaccines are safe for children. Side effects, including fever and fatigue, were minor and less common than seen in adults. In its clinical trials, Moderna found that two shots of its vaccine, each with 1/4 of the adult dose, was about 40 to 50% effective in preventing mild infection. The Pfizer vaccine also produced a strong immune response, but only after 3 doses. The company claims its shots, which are just 1/10 of the adult dose, have an overall efficacy of 80% in children under 5. But that calculation is based off a sample size of just 10. The Federal Drug Administration's Dr. Susan Wallersheim says it would be difficult to make conclusions without more data.
It's difficult, really, to make the comparisons between these two vaccines. I don't think we can really move there with the data that we have.
In Australia, the Therapeutic Goods Administration has begun its evaluation of an application from Moderna to extend the use of its COVID-19 vaccine to children aged 6 months to 5 years old. Currently, this mRNA vaccine is provisionally approved in individuals aged 6 years and older and has a booster dose for adults aged 18 years and older. A lower dose of the vaccine is being assessed for children aged between 6 months to 5 years old. Dr. Wood says bigger trial numbers will be needed before a final decision is made.
And really the approach for that is either to do a larger clinical trial or to roll out the vaccine into the community and see and then monitor the effectiveness from then on. I think because of the fact that the US had 200 deaths in that young age group, and they were worried about children being admitted to hospital, they decided to roll out the vaccine. And based on pretty strong safety data from the vaccine trial. And the other thing that they can do is they look at the immune responses. So in this particular trials, they took a subgroup of kids and they did blood tests on them and they looked for their COVID antibody responses. And the antibodies that the kids made was very much the same amount of antibody as was seen in the 18 to 25-year-old.
Dr. Wood adds that while preliminary trials indicate a good immune response in young children with vaccination, at this stage more real-world data is needed to support this. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.